Justin Fluke with you. Care Coach's Insight continues. Eric Gorenz joins us. He's the McLouth boys head basketball coach. The Bulldogs are 2-11 on the season. Both wins coming in Northeast Kansas League play. Coach, you finished the non-league part of your schedule. If we go back to last week with a couple games, including Kansas City Christian falling 64-42 on Thursday night, and then at Marhill Mount Academy on Friday, 73-50. A couple pretty good teams. What did you feel like? What did you see from your guys in those matchups there last week?
Definitely some tough competition. Yeah, Thursday night we turned it over more than we have so far this year, and then our defensive game plan wasn't very good on Thursday or Friday, and again, both very solid teams.
Well, and of course, Horton pretty solid as well. That's the team that you played the Tuesday earlier this week, ended up falling 65-33. So seeing some good things, but still just not enough consistency through four quarters for your team at this point, or what's kind of the biggest holdback besides obviously the competition we talked about?
Right. Yeah, Horton's really good, very athletic. They get after you, and we just did not handle their pressure very well, and we haven't got shots to fall yet, but one day they will, and we'll go from there.
So handling pressure, you know, taking better care of the basketball, what are a couple other things as you kind of, you know, look at these final 3 weeks and feel like your team needs to improve on to get some wins here down the stretch?
Just lock in defensively and play together more on that end of the floor instead of playing kind of individual, and definitely be a team unit on the defensive end, and that would definitely help us out.
Obviously, it takes a complete team, and everybody kind of understands and has their role, but who have been a couple guys that have been leading you? Because offensively, I mean, you score 50 points, you score 42. I mean, you're putting some points up. Who's been some of your most consistent offensive weapons this season?
Curtis has done a really nice job the last few games of hitting some shots, and Jarek and Judd have been fairly consistent offensively as well, and we hope that continues.
Pleasant Ridge, your next game coming up this week, but you do get the game at home, and I believe your first game against them was like an 8-point pretty close game. So, I mean, the schedule's not going to lit up a lot. You got Valley Falls and Jeff County North. I mean, there's just not any easy wins, I guess, but with Pleasant Ridge being a close loss the first time around and getting them at home, you feel like the guys will be excited here to get back to work the next couple days and prepare for the Rams Friday?
Yeah, I would hope so. Bring a good attitude and compete. The NEK is crazy with how many good teams there are, so every night's a challenge.
Well, Coach, best of luck against Pleasant Ridge and then at Valley Falls next Tuesday. We'll chat more next week. Thanks for your time.
All right, appreciate it.
Coach Eric Gorenz of the McLouth boys basketball team here on Care Radio, Coach's Insight.